Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Representative Joe Schumacher. He represents District 22A in the far southwest part of Minnesota, bordering South Dakota and Iowa. And welcome to the program, Joe.
Thank you. Good morning.
We've got a hopefully short session coming up at in St. Paul for the legislature, and I'm just kind of curious, Marnie and I both, on kind of what's on your mind as we head into that session.
Yeah, I think we have a lot, especially for Greater Minnesota, that we can talk about that we achieved in the last session, whether it's the small cities transportation money or the money that we were able to put into the MinSCU system. All of those types of things were great for our region, and I think that we'll be able to expand upon that a great deal more in the next session. What we weren't able to get done last time is going to really be the focus of what we get done this time. I think it's the transportation bill, something that's more comprehensive than what we've had in recent years. Also the tax bill and everything that's involved with that. I think we'll see a lot going into the tax bill this year, and then of course the bonding year. And so if I had to make any guesses today, I think that it'll be those three issues, and they'll all kind of be decided as an entire package and go through that way.
Do you see any big battles ahead?
You know, we did some really good stuff last year when you have the House in one party, the Senate in another, and the governor working on his agenda, too. It actually worked out pretty well overall, so I would expect that there will be battles. It'll mostly come down to dollars and cents, how much we spend and where we spend it in those areas. We'll probably have a better idea in the coming days when the February forecast comes out at the beginning of March, and that'll kind of set us up for where we go from here and how those discussions get shaped.
Yeah, that's kind of a critical piece, and that may change the whole nature of the conversation, because if it comes in quite a bit lower than what we had had earlier, you know, last year, it's going to change the nature of the discussion, right?
It absolutely will, and it kind of feels like we will be seeing a bit of a lower number than what we had in the November forecast there. They've been ticking down over the last year or so, their expectations for, you know, the next quarter and the next reports. And so with grain prices being the way they've been trending and the overall economy trending the way it has been, it's going to be interesting to see how those forecasts come out and if they take those types of things into effect.
Representative Joe Schumacher, he's with District 22A in southwest Minnesota, the South Dakota and Iowa border, that area. He's the chair of the Aging and Long-Term Care Policy Committee at the legislature and also a member of the board of directors of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.